Kent gave the tech a quick glance and turned to the execs.
You heard him. No problem.
A red-faced man with shirt sleeves rolled to his elbows glared at him.
You don't think so?
His arm shot out, indicating the viewport.
See for yourself!
Kent hadn't moved a muscle when two others grabbed hold of him and tugged him forward. The droid team had in fact arrived on the scene, a quartet of Cybot Galactica grapplers angling for the bucking YT with clasping arms and Waldos extended. But the freighter was outwitting their every attempt at fastening to the engine access hatches. And though the line had been shut down, well behind 492727ZED, a dozen identical units were heaped together where some of the displaced guidance buoys had ended their drift. Worse, the chain reaction of pileups had sent several fuel droids reeling from their respective freighters, and two of them were on a collision course. Kant squeezed his eyes shut, but the hellish flash that stabbed at his eyelids told him part of the story. One, or perhaps both of the droids had exploded. His ears told him the rest, as gouts of molten metal and hunks of alloy began to pepper the transparasteel panel. Alarms blared throughout the monitoring stations, and streams of fire suppression foam gushed into the alley from the semicircular structures that defined it. A collective moan of deep distress filled the room, and Kant had a mental image of his bonus evaporating before his eyes. With it went the birthday earrings for his wife, his son's game deck, the vacation to Sikoria they'd been planning, the case of geyser ale he was expected to supply for the shockball finals party. Kant thought for a moment, when he opened his eyes, that the nightmare was over, or if not, that the explosion had reduced the unruly YT to blackened parts. But not only had the ship avoided the firestorm and flak, it had also managed to weave through the subsequent chaos and was closing fast on the sublight engine test fire station. Kant gave his head a clearing shake and slammed his palm down on the console's communicator button.
We need a live crew at Alley 4 sublight test fire, now!
Sucking in his breath, he planted his other palm on the console and leaned forward in time to see an emergency sled nose up from an up-alley vehicle bay. Little more than an engine surmounted by a cage of vertical and horizontal poles, the sled carried six Wranglers outfitted in yellow EVA suits, helmets, and jetpacks. All carried assortments of cutting torches, hydrospanners, and shape-charge detonators that hung from their belts like weapons. Kant had a friend on the team, who, like the rest, lived for emergency situations. But a rogue ship was something entirely new. Initially, the sled pilot appeared to be having as much trouble matching the YT's maneuvers as the grappler droids had had. The freighter's sudden jukes and twists owed to nothing more than intermittent firings of the thrusters and attitude jets, but there were moments when the maneuvers struck Kant as inspired, as if the ship were taking evasive action, or in a race to reach the sublight engine test station ahead of its more compliant ilk. Dire thoughts edged into Kant's mind of what might happen if the ship couldn't be reined in by then. Would the overfueled YT burn itself to a cinder? Detonate, taking the entire alley with it? Open a vacuum breach in the facility and launch for the stars? Gradually, the sled pilot found the rhythm of the firings and was able to bring the skeletal vehicle alongside the YT. Rocketing from the sled, the Wranglers alighted on the freighter, anchoring themselves to places on the hull with mag clamps and suction holdfasts. Raised up on its stern like some unbroken Acklay in a creature show, the YT refused to surrender any of its determination to shake them off. But slow and consistent effort allowed one of the Wranglers to reach the dorsal hull access hatch and disappear into the ship. When he did, the execs hooted a cheer. Kant prayed wasn't premature. Only when the ship quieted did he realize that he had been holding his breath, and he let it out with a long, plosive exhale, wiping sweat from his brow on the sleeve of his shirt. The cheering gave way to relieved backslapping and rapid exchanges as to how to get the line moving again. With waiting lists for the YT growing longer every day, production would have to be increased. Vacation leaves would have to be canceled. Overtime would become the norm. Kant and Bond didn't linger.
Born of fire,
the tech said as they were passing through the Drawl station.
That YT,
he added when Kant glanced at him.
A hero's birth if I ever witnessed one. When has that happened?
Kant made a face. It's a freighter, Bond. One of 100 million. Bond grinned.
If you ask me, more like one in 100 million.